This is Soliloquy, the ramblings of a madwoman with a soothing voice.
Last night I dreamed of my old friends from middle school. People I knew I'd be attached to for the rest of my life. People who I loved, and who loved me. I dreamed of them as they are now. Honestly, I don't know who they are anymore. There's no affection or nostalgia there anymore. I dreamt of their skin too gaunt from too little fat or rippling from too much. I watched as they talked and interacted, begrudged of each other's company. I couldn't say anything. I try to remember when they stopped responding to my calls and messages. Texting back, they were too busy with their new lives that just don't include me or one another. Some of them never left our shitty little hometown. I glance over their Facebooks, looking at how some of them don't smile with teeth because they've rotted. Others rely on old pictures to represent themselves because they've aged poorly. There are those who escaped like myself, some who update rarely because their lives are no one's business but their own, or others, like myself, who sporadically post so we are not forgotten and at least somewhat relevant. And now back to this dream filled with these nostalgic strangers. Every time I'd reach out to interact, it physically hurt me, like fine needles in tender parts of skin, not agonizing but blatantly uncomfortable. After a few attempts, I was content being an outsider looking in. No one acknowledged me, though I'm not sure if they could see me. Maybe it was just some fucked up mental metaphor to let them go. They've outgrown me and I them. The part of our lives where we needed to care about each other's well-being, well, existence, has passed. We are neither strangers or acquaintances, we simply exist on the same planet. After all, an acquaintance tells you hello, and a stranger could one day become a friend. Therefore, neither are an option here anymore. When I woke from my dream, I noticed the cat has crawled under my blankets. The needles I felt were nails when I rolled too close and almost crushed her. I guess dream metaphors are all bullshit, and there's nothing truly pragmatic about my slumber. Still not gonna waste my time calling.
Why only have turkey for Thanksgiving? Get festive. Eat a peacock. The world's shittiest beach. Dunes stacked high and fencing lazily dragging across like a miniature version of the power lines looming over them. There's no water though. Just angry, jagged mountains playing the role of shade due to the lack of foliage. I like this view. Vast, infinite, yet mildly disappointing. Its power looming over the landscape, sucking the life of anything too weak to survive its embrace. Imagine that description as a person. Beautiful, deadly, hungry. A person wrapped in shades of red, yellow, and brown. Lean, firm, a strong body. Imagine this ravishingly beautiful being spread bare before you and they fart. And not a soft brap or a squeak, but a loud, thunderous announcement of what could only be described as a direct assault on your olfactory senses. And that, my dears, is how I describe this particular patch of soft sand mockingly existing with no water for hundreds of miles. It's bullshit and you, I, and the desert all know it. Today, with the press of a button, I moved music from a speaker to my headphones. I'd done this probably 4 or 5 times this week and thought nothing of it. How amazing is it, though? When I was a kid, I would have killed a man in cold blood in front of his entire family if I could live like the Jetsons or Space Ghost. And here I am, ungratefully bitching about how this modern marvel isn't instantaneous enough. The world is so advanced, in such enormous small ways that I treat it without respect because it could be better. I'd forgotten 10, 20 years ago, this would have blown so many minds. How huge technological monsters could now fit into our hands. So light even a toddler can carry it. We live in an amazing time. In such a beautiful, hideous, painful, disgusting, comforting time. Where you can say, do you think whatever exists instead of I wish? Today I typed in taco person to Amazon. I found 3. Not I wish, but does it, and if not, when? Life is weird and amazing.
It was the most beautiful,
yet suffocating sight I'd ever witnessed. Flying all those hundreds of feet up, looking at the twinkling lights dotting the abyss below, it was the kind of crushing beauty that no one experiences for the same thing. Me seeing my shitty hometown sprawled out below me, the odd shapes of the suburbs I desperately tried to escape, now the only thing changing the inky blackness into something awe-inspiring, instead of terrifying and weird. It all reminded me of the ocean. Flecks of gold and white showing me where the sky and the horizon meet. Yes, though I'd made the trip numerous times over the years, this would be the last time I'd be leaving home. I no longer belonged here. The people and places had continued their lives while I was away, and I no longer recognized this place. My home was now anywhere but here. It's not to say I was unwelcome, I just outgrew it. Like a pair of shoes after a growth spurt. I may be attached and holding affection, but it no longer fits me. No, when I return here, I'll just be visiting. I won't be going home. It's bittersweet. The thought sticks in my throat, like trying to swallow a mouthful of marshmallow fluff. It's sweet, but it's choking me. Looking over buildings and shapes I barely recognize from my window seat, I'm relieved and heartbroken all at the same time. I am free from my shitty town, but I almost wish I wasn't. Yes, this was wonderful and terrible all at once. My only wish being the drinks I had before our departure were stronger. Subtly, we begin our descent. The only reason any of us know this is because of the captain's announcement booming overhead. I wonder at what point that the lights no longer belong to the city we started in. 30 minutes is such a short flight, it's confusing. Looking from the window again, I see cars in the city below. They're just visible enough to remind me of the blood pumping through my veins, their coming and goings, the very life of the metropolis below me. The beast and its blinding lights of what is obviously downtown, the very heart pumping these vehicles in and out of the city, sending them wherever to keep the flow of commerce going. Each a different life I'd never come in contact with outside of this very moment. It makes you feel big and small all at once. The vaguest sense of omnipotence, being aware of their existence and them being completely unaware of yours. It's not entirely pleasant. I like it.